How did the Moravian colony at Shamokin differ from others they had founded?
The Moravian mission in Shamokin was very different from the other Moravian missions because it was not actually an intentional community. Other Moravian missions for Native Americans, such as Gnadenhütten over in Lehighton or Friedenshütten in Wyalusing, were made as intentional communities for exclusively Christianized Native Americans and contained a population that was a mixture of Native peoples from the Eastern Delaware nations. Shamokin was very different. It was already a major crossing point or a confluence of cultures, both European and Native American, before the Moravians got there. And the first missionaries who arrived there in 1744, the Macs, found that there was very little for them to do there, in the sense that there was not a stable population. Most of the male members of the community were away on long hunting trips collecting furs that would be traded down to Harris's Ferry or taken over to Philadelphia, which meant that the only stable population in the Shamokin area was primarily made up of women, children, and older women who would be planting and growing on what is today Packer Island. The initial attempts to found a Moravian presence in Shamokin were actually very difficult and unsuccessful. It was only later, a couple of years later, when Shikellamy asked for a smithy to be founded there to help repair his guns, that the Moravians agreed to send someone. And so they sent somebody called Max Kiefer to build the smithy, and there are documents about the building of the actual foundry. And this was then a successful point of entrepreneurship for the Moravians in conjunction with both the Scots-Irish settlers and also the Native Americans who were there. What's interesting is that in the description of the Great Runaway, if you like, in 1755, there is mention of how the whole area is cleared out after the Penn's Creek Massacre. And Kiefer is Kiefer and brother Rössler describe how, in order to preserve the tools for the smithy, they bury them in the garden and then they disappear. When I was researching this topic last year, I had just finished transcribing the account of the final days of the Moravians in Shamokin and went down to the Northumberland County Historical Society and told them about this account of the burying of the smithy tools. I was shown then a display case in the museum where they had just the previous year in an archaeological dig found exactly those tools that had been buried in 1755.